the December 14th Bondi Beach massacre that left 16 people dead during a Hanukkah celebration near Sydney, Australia cast a shadow over the start of the holiday for Jews around the world. As the first night of Hanukkah began, news of the Bondi attack spread through Jewish communities already on edge. It was not the only incident that week. On December 12th in Redlands, about 60 miles from Los Angeles, police began investigating a possible hate crime after someone fired about 20 shots from what authorities believe was an airsoft gun at a Jewish family's Hanukkah-decorated home while shouting anti-Semitic slurs. No injuries were reported. The following day, Friday, December 13th, a gunman opened fire during a final exam review session at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, killing 2 students and injuring 9 others. As Hanukkah candles were being lit that night in the eastern United States, news reports broke that Jewish filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle had been stabbed to death in their Brentwood home. And yet, Hanukkah festivities continued. One of Los Angeles' largest annual public Hanukkah gatherings, hosted by the Village Synagogue, moved forward as planned at Pan Pacific Park. Rabbi Zalmi Fogelman addressed the audience before lighting the menorah with actor Jonah Platt. Fogelman spoke about some of the victims and said, "Hanukkah was born in a moment of fear and devastation," he said. And the Jewish response then was to search for life and to light it publicly. Standing before the crowd, with heavier-than-usual armed security provided by Megan Am, he framed the gathering itself as a statement. "We will not cower in the face of darkness, terror or hate," he said. "We will stand together, tall, proud and united, to honor the victims and to affirm that our lives, our faith and our resolve to live proudly as Jews will never be diminished." Musician Etzi Hirsch played a 3-song setlist with his songs, "We Ain't Going Nowhere," "I'm So Alive," and "Born for This." The crowd of predominantly parents and middle school-aged children sang along, danced and jumped throughout his set. Hirsch spoke with the journal right after his set and spoke about how he awoke with a bit more strength and faith. "Unfortunately, attacks against the Jewish people have been a common thing, but another thing that has been common is our response to it," Hirsch said. "My job is to double down, dig a bit deeper, and push away the darkness." He implored Jewish people to not isolate during the dark times and find something to shift your focus and say, "How can I be better, brighter, and more positive today?" On social media, millions tuned in to celebrate Hanukkah with author, actress and activist Noah Tishbe through an 8-part video series. Each night, Tishbe paired with a different guest, Jewish celebrities and allies, for menorah lightings and discussions about Judaism and Hanukkah. Participants included singer Pink, actors Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, television host Andy Cohen, producer and restaurateur Phil Rosenthal, actress Julie Bowen, singer-songwriter Carla Bruni, screenwriter Aaron Foster, and comedian Amy Schumer. The series drew more than 30 million combined views across social media platforms. On the first night, Pink spoke about anti-Semitism she faced beginning in childhood. "The very first nickname I was given in third grade was Kika Dyke," she said. "That was because I was a Jewish girl that was a tomboy and a strong girl." After her home address was leaked online years later, Pink recalled telling her mother, "Mom, I'm very proud of who I am and what I am." On the final night, Amy Schumer framed Hanukkah solidarity as a victory. "Every time we gather or we take a moment with our family, every time we light the candles, I feel like we've won," she said. "I think my ancestors would be proud." Tishbe told the journal that, in 2023 and 2024, after October 7th, a lot of Jews marked Hanukkah with a mix of grief and solidarity. Jews showed up to public menorah lightings not because it was comfortable, but because it mattered. She observed that following the attacks at Bondi Beach, Jews celebrated with a sense of vigilance. "The message stayed the same, we're still here, and we're not going anywhere," Tishbe told the journal. The other difference this year was the community felt broader. It wasn't only synagogue members showing up to the candle lightings. There were Jews who hadn't been connected in years, and non-Jewish friends coming intentionally, not as spectators, but as allies, because they saw the attack on Bondi Beach for what it was: pure hatred in the form of anti-Semitism, and they understood that this is not just a Jewish problem, it's a society problem. My organization 18 made the decision to move forward with the hashtag Bring On The Light campaign because the day of the attack on Bondi Beach, the first night of Hanukkah, we felt it was more important than ever to talk about the meaning of Hanukkah and to publicly light candles. The outpouring of support we saw in the comments each night, from Jews and non-Jews alike, thanking us for bringing joy and light into their homes at a time that felt dark and heavy, let us know that we made the right decision. Celebrities and entertainers continued to bring levity and encouragement for the Jewish people not to get down on themselves. On Shabbat morning services at Sinai Temple on December 20th, actor and comedian Michael Rapaport addressed the congregation. "It's been a crazy time for us. It's been a crazy time for the Jewish people," Rapaport said from the Sinai Temple Bima, wearing a kippah and tallit. "It seems that just when you feel like it's getting better, it's getting crazier or worse. We just have to continue to stick together, stay loud, stay proud, and continue just being as Jewish and as Zionist as possible." Rapaport then performed Hakafa while holding the Torah. Rapaport was visiting Los Angeles for a pair of comedy shows at the Wiltern on December 21. The two sold-out Hanukkah comedy shows featured Rapaport performing along with Elon Gold, Ariel Elias and Modi. Each show drew more than 1,800 people, just blocks from where a violent pro-Palestinian demonstration had entered Wilshire Boulevard Temple earlier in the month. While the laughter from the crowd was hearty, the biggest eruptions came any time the comedians referenced the resilience of the Jewish people. Rapaport, who since the October 7, 2023 attacks has embraced his Judaism and become a fierce defender of Israel like never before in his life, concluded his set by saying, "Despite all the s, all the fear, all the protesters, it's worth it and I'd do it 50 times over." Gold also addressed the barrage of anti-Semitism and violence directed at the Jewish people by saying, "I don't care what they say about us. I will always be an out loud, proud Jew and Zionist." He added, "My pronouns are he, brew." Headliner Modi's message was, "If you'll laugh with us, you can't kill us." Despite the fallout from recent shootings, threats, and anti-Semitic attacks during the week, some of the most visible Jews in entertainment used Hanukkah to pull the community closer together and send a clear message. The Jewish people will not be intimidated,